around your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
Well, good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Ken Miller Show here on 1700 KBGG. Trent Condon is here. We will talk the world of sports with you and localize it to the best of our abilities right up until 2 o'clock the next couple of hours. We hope that you can spend it with us, or certainly parts of it. Here's what's coming up on the program today. It's Wednesday. Off we'll go to Chicago. David Kaplan will be here. We will talk to the Cap Man. He's brought to us by our friends at HeartlandFlags.com. HeartlandFlags.com. Check them out online or visit them at the shop, Southwest 9th Street. But I highly encourage the website, heartlandflags.com, any flag, any sport, even non-sports flags, heartlandflags.com. Make it possible to talk to Cappy, and we will. Former Hawkeye Wade Looking Bill will preview the Minnesota-Iowa game tonight. He joins in about 12:40. John Walters, the voice of Iowa State, who's doing a little double dip here tonight, Trent. There is the only television coverage of the TCU-Iowa State game tonight is on Cyclones.tv, which is a little out of the norm, I would think. It's obviously a conference game, and you don't see too many of those that don't find their way to ESPN, so we'll find out the reason behind that. John and Eric have the play-by-play of that one. John Walters here at 1 o'clock. What else have we got? 1:15, Matt Poston's going to join us.
Yeah, Matt Poston's will be here, and then we'll talk some Big 12 hoops with him. And will the dream of no KU be over tonight?
Ooh, it's Oklahoma State game tonight, isn't it? Have you seen anything on Keenan Evans, whether he's going to play or not? I haven't been able
to see
a thing.
I haven't either.
Then we'll wrap things up with Andrew Lowe. We'll do a little Valley with Andrew and do some Royals as well, as they threw in the towel officially yesterday. Or over the weekend, I guess, when they didn't get Hosmer. It sounds like no Moustakas. They're in full rebuild. I guess it's better to be a Royals fan than a Tampa fan, because at least you've won something. But what's going on in Tampa Bay? They are completely gutted. And your team's been a reciprocal of one of those trades. And
Rizzi?
Yeah, maybe more to come. Chris Archer, of course, the big name there. Now, they're getting a new ballpark, are they not? Didn't I see that?
Are they?
I thought I saw that they are, I hate to use the word tanking, but it seems like they are. They're trading everybody with a pulse except for Kevin Kietmeyer, their gifted center fielder. I want to say Ybor City, that they're looking for. They're looking to build a new ballpark.
You're right.
In Ybor City.
Yes, I see it here from
So get out
a
of the trop.
Back.
It's not, I guess it's not. Now, I've been to it a number of times.
Is it as bad as everybody
you
says?
No, I don't. I mean, the building itself. Like, I'll be honest, I never saw a baseball game. I saw hockey there.
Okay.
I saw the Tampa Bay Lightning. That was their first home. But I don't. I've been told it's in a bad neighborhood. I don't know if that's true or not.
Okay.
I got there at night. We parked. We walked in. Had no problem.
Right.
When the game was over, got back in our car and went back to the hotel. So I don't know. But it seems like, did we just start the show with the Tampa Bay Rays?
We're off to a hot start.
Yeah. Well, that's what's come to.
When the Hawks stink, blame the clones. Panthers, though they won last night.
I saw that.
They stink.
Bennett Cook, 1,000 points. That's a big night for him.
Got to be a record, right?
Got to be some kind of a record.
Absolutely. Here we are in the middle of February talking Tampa.
Well, you know what? Just one more thing on Tampa. Their beat writer, their full-time beat writer, guy by the name of Mark Tompkin.
Yeah.
He's a Drake grad.
No way.
Yes, he is. He's a Drake grad. Went to Drake.
Unbelievable. Yeah. He's been on that beat.
Forever.
At least as long as you kind of get to know all the beat guys.
You're 100% right. You used to read them at sportspages.com when that was a thing.
Yes, yes.
And had them on a couple of times. I'm not sure what moved the needle for us to talk Tampa Bay Rays. Maybe the clones and the Hawks both stunk.
Yeah, maybe. Hey, speaking of that, I was yesterday.
I apologize for the first 5 minutes,
right,
by the way.
Had a Twins writer on. We were talking about Oda Rizzi coming over. And one thing that I guess I hadn't even realized last year, guess how many teams in the American League had a winning record? Because the Twins played the Yankees in the wild card game.
Let me try and guess. How many teams in the... 8?
5.
Wow.
The only teams that had better
three
than...
3 divisions.
That were 500 or better.
Isn't that nuts?
Were the teams that made the
and
playoffs.
And the 2 wild card teams, yeah.
Because I don't think that the pack of wild card teams is going to be as bad as it was last year.
Well, actually,
the Angels were there for a while. But remember how them and the Mariners and just everybody fell
off, yeah.
And the Twins, I guess, we'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't playing that well themselves, but yeah, five teams. Mm. That's it out of the American League. That's got to change this year, right?
I would think, yeah. You're not going to see that, too. I mean, that's the three division winners and the two wild cards.
And that's it. Everybody else had a losing record in the American League.
So win 81 games, I guess, and you're in the playoffs. That's all it takes in the American League. That's bonkers. All right, let's talk a little bit of basketball here, Trent. Again, Cappy coming up. Look forward to that. We'll do probably a lot of pace of play. By the way, did you see the Dallas Mavericks expose that was published at SportsIllustrated.com? Ooh, they got some explaining to do.
What's
it was the
there?
Wild, wild west as far as offices where women did not feel safe one little bit.
Okay.
Now, Cuban's not named, although somebody mentioned in the article that there's nothing happened. And this wasn't players. This was all, what do you want to call it, office personnel,
front office,
back office personnel.
Yep.
That were exposed in the piece. Mm. None of the players, but boy, oh boy, it was damning to say the least. What an awful place to work if you're a woman. And no one has disputed the article. And, I mean, Mark Cuban, they fired a guy this morning because of it. One of the guys. But if you get it, now it's long. I mean, if you can carve out. It's funny you have to say that now, right? And I'm guilty the same way. If I come across a piece and I read the first, and it seems like I look at my iPad and it's still up in the top third quadrant, I got all that. You know what? I better be riveted or I'm going to answer enough.
Yeah.
But that's the way we are now. I don't get it. But I've fallen into it too. So anyways, but yeah, great piece. Read that if you get an opportunity.
I will.
Maybe between shows.
I'll put it on the agenda for this afternoon.
Now, don't bring it up with Brinson because, you know, I'm not sure he can read. but, yeah, he for sure hasn't read it.
He'll go off the deep end. Then we'll hear about Reunion Arena back in 1984.
Been there, by the way.
Calling a game. Yeah.
Green seats in Reunion Arena.
Really?
Green seats. Yeah, the first home of the Mavericks. I saw tennis there.
Tennis. You went to an indoor tennis match?
I was still living in Canada, I got to go to a big city arena. I don't remember who I saw. I know I didn't stay very long. I just went to
Martina Navratilova?
No, I don't remember who it was. I don't think it was big name. When would this have been? Early 80s? Mid 80s? Long time ago, anyways.
Wow. We're off to another
hot
start.
Really?
From indoor tennis.
Seahawks, Cyclones, what happens?
Yes.
Let's talk about both of them. Now, the Iowa State game is on Cyclones.tv tonight, which is weird.
Well, and when you said that when you came in, maybe Ken's losing something.
Well, I saw it in the sports section for the first time, and I looked at the TV slate trying to map out my night, and it's in bold letters, Cyclones.tv. And I thought, now there's a misprint, Krieglow.
Yes. Because I was positive in my mind that the Big 12 had an agreement with ESPN and the family and networks that all their games would be on.
Mm-hmm.
Men's basketball, football, you're going to be on. Now, you have your other contracts with Fox and whatever else, but at the very least, your game's going to be on ESPN News. It'll be on ESPNU. It will be somewhere.
They'll find a place in the family of ESPN networks.
Apparently, that's not the case.
No, it's not. And thankfully, due to me being as lazy as I am, I didn't cancel Cyclones TV after football because, as you know, we come in here on Monday morning. We watch Matt Campbell's press conference, usually the first game of the year is on Cyclones. So I subscribe to Cyclones.tv usually until the end of November.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't cancel it this year, so the money's still coming out of my account. So I'm good to watch
worked
the game
well.
Tonight. Yeah, worked out well for me tonight. Thanks to my own ineptitude.
Well, we're going to have John Walters on and is it just a contract thing?
Is ESPN full tonight? And,
right.
And if so, I mean, how does Iowa State TCU be the odd game out, if you will?
Right.
That seems, I don't get it.
Get it. Now, if you looked at the schedule before the season, maybe. I don't know. It's just odd.
Well, when I first saw it, Trent, it's funny because when I first saw the game tip yesterday, not knowing where the game was going to be played, I mean, destination-wise, and I saw 7 o'clock. I thought, that's weird. Games are always 6 and 8. And
I knew
Iowa started at 8. So when I first went over there, I'm thinking, cross my fingers, hoping it's an early tip that you'll be able to go Iowa State, boom, into the Iowa game. 7 o'clock. So that's kind of different. But I don't know. So John Walters is going to be here, and we'll talk about that. But we're also going to talk about, I mean, Hans Brace is now officially out. I saw Travis Hines tweet that earlier today, Ames trip for Travis. He was the first one that tweeted it, so I'll give him the credit. I'm not sure if he bought it from somebody else or not, but Travis, you're getting credit for that one. They're down to 7 guys, Trent.
Seven
guys. Here's who's going to suit up tonight.
Okay.
They got 3 forwards, Cameron Lard, is going to Zoran Talley and Jeff Beverly. Mm-hmm. And then the guard play will consist of Donovan Jackson, Lindell Wigginton, Jacoby Long, and Terrence Lewis. That's it. Cameron Lard, you better not get in foul trouble.
Yeah.
They're going to need you tonight to play more minutes probably tonight than you maybe have yet in your career at Iowa State.
Okay, here's something dumb.
Well, what's the number, by the way? Do you know?
Five.
Only five?
Betting public is on Iowa State.
They're out of their minds.
It's climbing, though. It was 3.5. Now it's at 5. But don't you have to take one of your student managers and put them in uniform? You have 7 guys.
That's it.
An injury and
foul trouble?
A couple fallouts.
Yeah.
There's got to be. I mean, we hear about the managers' games that happen all the time. Right.
Billis always tweets them out. Yeah.
And I'm sure these guys have probably helped out in practice.
Sure they have.
So just to have a body out there and run scout team, you have to. I think you have to put him in uniform. At least one, if not a couple.
Do you put his name on the back of the jersey?
No. It's like the old gray team with Iowa. You don't get your name on the back. Right. But you get to dress. I think that's what... Don't you... 7 guys.
Does Prohm down look down the bench and is it a hey you situation or...
Well, he probably knows
at this point. Yeah, I mean, I kid. Of course he knows. But...
but I think you have to.
Yeah. Seven guys, Trent.
7 guys. This isn't, we have 7 scholarship players, but we got some walk-ons. We talked yesterday. They don't have any.
Apparently had a couple and a couple walked out.
Yeah.
Walked on and then walked off.
So, or do you have tryouts this afternoon? Hey.
Well, look, they found Brett Culbertson in a kicking competition. Remember that?
Yes.
Now, he missed some big field goals, but he made some big field goals in Iowa State career. He was single-handedly responsible for Chizik's only win against Iowa.
15-13.
Yes. All 5 field goals.
Yes.
Kicking contest winner Brett Culbertson. Shaggy.
I have a 3-point contest. I don't know. And run him through like
there's
the
there's
got to
be a shooter on campus. I mean, I hate to say that. Yeah, that's awful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean.
Yes.
A guy that can shoot the basketball.
Go to the rec center right now. There's probably kids playing. Hey, you want to suit up tonight? You look pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
You look like you can wear a uniform. All we have is size extra large. You can wear Salvin Young's. That's all we got in stock. Here you go. Enjoy it.
Mm.
You got to do something, though.
I've never seen anything like this.
No.
Iowa, Minnesota, Amir Coffey's not going to play. Iowa had their way with them. They can't say that a lot about at any point this year. Look, Minnesota's lost 9 straight. Iowa's lost 5 straight. Mm. But Minnesota's lost 9 straight. They played Wisconsin tough, went to overtime this past weekend. The game is on the road. Iowa has to win this game.
Yeah.
Iowa has to win this game, Trent. Minnesota's playing out the string. The Patino era, I have to think, is coming to an end. I really do. Don't you? I think they wanted him gone after last year.
Well, last year got beat by Middle Tennessee. They were overseeded. They shouldn't have been a 5
Or maybe it was 2 years ago.
But it was 2 years ago.
The pitchforks came out,
yes.
Right.
And then last year, they had that rough patch. I think they lost 4 in a row in the Big Ten and went on a huge run. But that was really all they did. And that's all they've done in his tenure. And you couple that with Reggie Lynch, some of the comments that were made with Lynch. That's Patino. I do not expect him back. I don't know if
he'll
be forced out or he's going to leave and take another job.
Well, if he's smart, he'll leave and take another job before he's run out of town.
Yeah.
But if
his agent's got to be working right now,
I would think. But he also comes with that name.
He does.
And unfortunately, there's some residual that you get caught up in that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see. But look, Iowa should win tonight. Iowa State, on the other hand, Brodzianski.
It's Iowa on the road, though, too.
I know. It's the tough place. You're right. Yeah. We'll take a timeout. Panthers won last night.
They did.
Drake plays tonight on the road, right?
You and I's locked into the 8-9 game now with that victory. So Drake, now if Drake would fall to a 4, we could still see them maybe play before the championship. But that would mean you and I'd have to beat Loyola in the quarters.
Not going to happen. I don't think so either. Well, I'll take a timeout. We'll head to Chicago. The Cap Man joins us next. Look forward to catching up with David Kaplan, as we do each and every week. Again, he's brought to us by our friends at heartlandflags.com. You're up to date. This Tampa Bay Rays update brought to us by. We'll be back right after this quick timeout. Trent and I here until 2, 1700 KBGG.
You found your home for real sports talk for real sports fans. 1700 KBGG.
I know. You picture a flag flying and it's almost always against a clear blue sky on a sunny summer day, right? Well, it doesn't have to be. Flag Guy here. Nothing wrong with a flag flying in the middle of winter. Your favorite team's colors would do well to break up the bleak, cold time of year. Besides, with the football playoffs, basketball getting great, and spring ball just around the corner, it's a great time to fly your flag. Shop Heartland Flagpoles and Flags, 3719 Southwest 9th in Des Moines, or take free shipping when you shop online at heartlandflags.com.
Variety, the children's charity, works to improve the lives of underprivileged, at-risk, and special needs children by gifting bikes, building inclusive playgrounds, providing support to critically ill children, and more. Join us March 3rd and 4th for the Variety Telethon, a two-day entertainment showcase that raises funds to support Variety's mission. See great musical performances and hear from the children and families that have been impacted by Variety programs. Watch live at the Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center or on We Are Local 5. Join Variety in supporting Iowa kids by making a donation today. Donate at VarietyIowa.com to ensure that all children have the opportunity to reach their...
Showplace Kitchens is changing our name to Showplace Cabinetry Design Center. What hasn't changed is the commitment of our professional design staff to help you create a showplace of your very own. Come see us at 3200 100th Street, Urbandale.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
Make plans to bring your family to Children and Families of Iowa's KidFest, presented by the Viridian Credit Union, March the 2nd through the 4th, the Iowa State Fairgrounds. It's fun for the entire family. Bounce houses, live entertainment, youth talent show, and everybody's favorite mascot. Superheroes and cartoon characters will be there as well. Details are available online at cfiowa.org. cfiowa.org, and we'll see you at KidsFest.
Since 1993, Wolf Construction has been Des Moines' choice for residential and commercial roofing. From complete re-roofing to small leaks, call Wolf Construction at 225-8866 for your roofing needs. Call 225-8866 to set up your roofing consultation or online at wolfconstruction.net. That's wolfconstruction.net for Wolf Construction. A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. wolfconstruction.net.
The Rookie is Central Iowa's leader in sports cards, collectibles, supplies, and memorabilia. The Rookie has a large selection of vintage and modern-day sports cards from brands such as Topps, Upper Deck, and Panini. Whether you're starting a new collection or building your own, The Rookie has all your needs from football, basketball, baseball, hockey, UFC, and more. It's time to collect. Stop by The Rookie, 9992 Swanson Boulevard, right across from the Willis Auto Campus. And online at TheRookieSportsCards.com.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
You ever wonder what you look like with a full, natural head of hair? Well, find out. Mr. Executive lets you try before you buy. Get real hair again and a lease with options. Mr. Executive offers a 90-day lease for just $200. And at the end of 90 days, if you decide to keep your new hair, the initial investment goes toward the purchase price. Look, don't spend any more money on potions and lotions that don't work. Check the latest in hair replacement online at mrexecutive.com or call 274-4049. Mr. Executive, 70th and University in Windsor Heights.
real sports talk for real sports fans. Back to Miller and Condon on 1700 KBGG.
All right, welcome back. It's the Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG. Trent and I with you until 2 o'clock. Wade Looking Bill coming up. We'll preview Iowa-Minnesota tonight because we have to. And we will, we like Wade Looking Bill. We're not liking the way this Hawks season is going.
No.
Right now, he's David Kaplan. He's brought to us by our friends at heartlandflags.com. We appreciate their support. Any sport, any team, check them out, heartlandflags.com. Cap, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. How are you?
I'm good, boys. Getting ready to go away for the weekend, so I leave tomorrow, so looking forward to that.
Nice. How long a flight is that, Cap?
London, it's about 2.5-3 to New York, and then I think 5 from New York.
So you can't fly direct from O'Hare. I thought you would be able to do that. I'm surprised.
I think you probably could, but one of our kids is going with us, and he lives in Pittsburgh.
Oh, gotcha.
So we're meeting him in New York, and then we will go from there.
Good stuff. Cap, I guess let's talk about the pace of play that seems to have rankled up a number of major leaguers. Obviously, Wilson Contreras came out today. John Lester's not a fan of it. And I'm assuming you can go through any spring training camp and you can find some resistance to it. Is baseball doing the right thing here, Cap?
I'm not a fan of the pace of play initiative, you know, limiting mound visits. So you're telling me it's a 1-0 game in the eighth. Yu Darvish is still pitching, a guy who obviously uses an interpreter. And you got a Hispanic catcher in Wilson Contreras, and he's out of mound visits. And he says, oh, my guy doesn't understand the signs here. Mm-hmm. And he can't go out there. I mean, that's just dumb. That's just stupid. But now you want to tell me you want to fix review and have it where we're not going to take 4.5 minutes for something that clearly looks obvious that a guy is safe or out? I get it. That's where I think you could save so much more time than a couple of mound visits. Like, if it gets extreme, you should have a vehicle to warn Contreras or Molina or whoever it is and go, hey, that's it. I'm going to warn you. The next one, I'm not going to allow it. You're going to take the pitcher out. That's fine. But to put this arbitrary number in, I'm not a fan.
So with that, the pitch clock was shut down.
For now.
I personally seen it in action. I was staunchly against it. What a dumb idea. It's never going to work. And then I saw it down here with the Iowa Cubs. You barely even notice it. After the first couple times, it is a little jarring. But after that, everybody adapts. Why the unwillingness for the adaptability with the major leaguers? Because it has worked.
I guess as older players are out of the league, you might be able to convince some players, hey, let's do this. And they'll be like, yeah, it was easy. I did it in the minor leagues. I think it's kind of along the lines of chewing tobacco is banned in the minor leagues, but you got guys in the majors who do it. And the guys who, you know, are the older players, it's tough for them to quit. But the young guys are like, yeah, I couldn't chew it anyway, so no big deal. I get, you know, where you're coming from on that. But on a pitch clock, is it that important to have? I don't know. I guess until I see it in action, I really can't say. If you like baseball the way it is, you're going to watch baseball. And if you don't like baseball, by the fact that they save 10 minutes, I don't think it's going to make you a baseball fan.
Yeah,
that's my take.
I'm with you, Cap. I don't get it at all. I really don't. But look, if it's going too long, get up and leave. Listen to the game, the rest of it on the drive home. A couple of guys I want to ask you about. Well, one position. I guess let's start with the leadoff. Schwarber was, you know, he was put in that role early in the season. We know it really didn't go there. He didn't flourish in the leadoff spot. What do you think Madden, in the back of his mind, or who do you think, right? Right now, is Madden hoping will turn on into his leadoff hitter?
I think if Zobrist's back is okay, when he plays, he'll probably be the leadoff guy. That's my guess.
Mm-hmm.
If Zobrist is not in the lineup, I think they'll give Almora a shot. I think they could give Schwarber another shot. I think they have a couple of different ways they could go. Maybe they try a guy like Addison Russell, you know, somebody like that. But I think when Zobrist plays, he'll be the guy.
And that was my second question. It pertained to Zobrist, who's, I mean, Javi Baez needs to play second base. Schwarber, Almora, and Hayward, in all likelihood, are you go around the outfield, and that's still, you still got Happ. You got to find a place for him. So Zobrist starts, Cap. Will he start 100 games this year? I would take the under on that.
under 100 games?
Uh-huh.
Whoa, I'll be surprised if he doesn't start 100 games. Now, 130? Yeah, I go under. But I could see him starting 100 games, but as long as he's healthy.
Mostly in the outfield, though, because don't you want Baez at second base every game? I do.
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do want Javi in there as much as you can. I also think Javi will get some work at third base, perhaps, if they move Chris Bryant into the outfield for some games. So I could see any of those happening.
Cap, expectations are huge. What would have to go wrong for this team, short of injuries, for them to not hit that ceiling, to not be a playoff team? Is there anything that you look at that still is concerning you as the guys are getting the workout started down in spring training?
I mean, is Brandon Morrow going to be your closer? Can he do that job?
Yeah.
I think that's a legitimate question. Now, if he can, then I think you're, you know, in pretty good shape in that, you know, instance. If you tell me that you have two injuries in your pitching rotation, that's a problem because you've got Mike Montgomery. He can be starter number six. Who's number seven? Jen Ho-Sang? Not great.
Yeah, yeesh.
I mean, who's starter number seven? You really don't have starter number seven there. So there are, you know, some depth things that you definitely have some concern about. I know they can go out and add what they want because they have, you know, that type of financial ability. They do have some prospects that people don't give them credit for that I think are really, really good. They don't want to trade, but if they had to, they probably would if they thought it puts them over the top to win another World Series. But that would probably be it. I can't see a scenario where you get guys underperforming to the degree it would take multiple guys where that team is up the track. Now, if you told me you lost John Lester and you lost Yu Darvish and pick one position player of Rizzo, Contreras, or Bryant, those guys all went down? Well, yeah, then you've got some issues.
Mm. Indeed you do. David Kaplan is our guest. Cappy, have you spoken with Eddie Olczyk lately? I know he did the game this past Sunday, which was great to see.
I talked to him this morning.
Did you? How's he doing? I know he's got a date. I mean, the comeback, it was his final chemo, I want to say, was some point this week. I think that's what Doc Emmer
put out there. He was unplugged this morning.
Good stuff. What's
the
latest?
So he is now 12 sessions in. He is done. Mm-hmm. And now he won't have to do anything medically until April the 2nd. And on April 2, he goes in for blood work and a body scan, and God willing, everything looks good.
Well, you know, Cap, it's him and Emmerich are so good together. Is he going to be able to do, again, fingers crossed, will he be able to do a full playoff schedule on NBC, do you think?
He says he is.
Wow,
he
good
absolutely
him.
Said he is going to do a full schedule. And he plans on being back to work full go and doing radio with me and everything else. So looking forward to having my guy back without all of this hanging over his head.
And Triple Crown stuff as well, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, planning on it.
Good. Last thing, Jake Arrieta, what are you hearing? I mean, the Phillies are out there. Does that make sense to you?
I guess. I mean, the Phillies spent $60 million on Carlos Santana. So if they felt like, hey, we're taking the next step, so we need to go out and spend money and get an elite pitcher. I understand it. Totally understand it. Is that where he wants to go? If he's truly all about winning, unless the Phillies are closer than I think they are, that most think they are, is Jake, you know, going there for the money? He's already won a ring. He's already won a Cy Young. He's pitched in an All-Star game. Like, he's achieved a lot individually.
Mm-hmm.
If someone's going to go out and write a check for 150 or more million, who am I to tell the guy not to take it?
What if he doesn't get that kind of deal? Is there any scenario where he'd be back on 1 year, $32 million, something like that, and sign with the team and then go into next season when...
You mean a pitch for the Cubs?
Or anybody. You know, a team that... My Twins are close. The Brewers are making essentially a team like that that is pretty good. But a one-year deal and then go back to free agency next season. Could you see that?
That would be such a massive comedown for him.
Yep.
I mean massive. That if he did that, holy smokes. Hey, guess what, Jake? I know you were looking for 7 for $210. We're going to play 1 year, $30 million. That would be stunning.
Cap, I've got a couple of, I'm in Vegas and then L.A. next week, so Trent will be here. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Trent will talk to you next Wednesday. You travel safe to the U.K., all right, pal?
You got it. Look forward to it.
See you, Cappy. Good to talk to you. David Kaplan, brought to us by our friends at Heartland Flags, specialty flags, decorative flags, flagpoles, sports flags. You got a sports team? They got your sports flag. If you're an Eagles fan, the Super Bowl, the championship flags have arrived.
Ooh, nice.
They have. I'm looking at a couple of them right now. Two-sided banners, the full-blown flag, two-sided garden flag. Pretty good. Pretty good looks, too. And there's a couple of different ones, so you don't have to choose just one.
So Cap told me before he came on the air this afternoon, he's hitting the movies. Going to see Black Panther this afternoon.
Now, that's killing it at the movie.
It is.
Now, what's it about?
It's a superhero movie.
I'm out.
It's the first black superhero movie.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Good.
So the reviews have been unbelievably good.
Can't get a ticket to this movie.
Right, and...
See, for some reason, I thought it was about the Black Panther movement.
Ah, no, superhero movie. But
why would I have been disappointed?
right. What I have heard, though...
They don't like
action.
Fly, do they?
It's more of action than true superhero.
I hate sci-fi movies. I hate them.
No Sharknado for you?
No, never. Never. All right, we're going to talk to Wade Lookingbill coming up next. We'll preview Iowa and Minnesota. No Amir Coffee tonight.
Yeah?
He didn't play last time. When he showed up, he did. He was a Carver, didn't dress. I'm pretty sure he was on the bench.
Was it McBrayer that was hitting shots, the lefty?
Fitzgerald.
Gerald? No. McBrayer.
Was it?
McBrayer, I think. I haven't watched much Gophers lately, as you can imagine.
Against Iowa, you're talking about?
Yeah.
I thought, really?
Yeah.
Well, we'll check it out.
Yeah.
We'll come back with Wade Lookingbill, 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
Well, it's that time of year again, tax time. Not all tax firms are the same. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines. Not only am I a tax pro, but a certified financial planner as well. We can discuss tax savings ideas and financial services when we meet. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. Give us a try. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1111. Advantage Financial and Tax Services.
You can help plant the seeds of hope in the Heartland. Imagine how an at-risk child's life can change when one small act of kindness leads to an entirely different path. Wildwood Hills Ranch is transforming the lives of at-risk children, one heart and one child at a time, through year-round character, leadership, and teamwork training. Frederick Douglass was right. It is better to build strong children than repair broken men. Help forge a path by sponsoring an at-risk child today. Learn more by visiting Wildwood Hills Ranch.
Hey guys, Trent Condon here again from 1700 KBGG. We made it. A new year upon us. A happy 2018. Know a lot of people have New Year's resolutions, things you want to improve upon, but a lot of times you need help. If better health is one of your goals in 2018, I have a place for you that has helped me. It's New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness has built a strong history helping one patient at a time. They'll make a program specifically designed for you, from weight loss, hormonal treatment, maybe it's migraines. So many things that New Leaf Wellness can help you with in 2018. What I want you to do, give them a call today, 515-650-1358. That's 650-1358. Give them a call. Let's feel better together. New Leaf Wellness, 650-1358.
Runny noses, time for a Target run. Stop by and fill your prescriptions at CVS Pharmacy at Target and earn a $5 Target coupon for 10 prescriptions filled. And while you're here, pick up a Kleenex 4-pack for $5.99. Get low prices on thousands of items today and every day. Target run and done. Up to $50 in Target coupons annually. Not valid on certain prescriptions, including those purchased in Arkansas, New Jersey, or New York. Go to cvs.com/extracare-target or the pharmacy for details. Prices may vary.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
The Animal Rescue League of Iowa is looking for people who can give an adoptable pet a break from the shelter for 1 week, 1 month, or more. Fostering a pet through our shelter getaway programs for cats, dogs, and even horses allows you to help homeless pets without the lifetime commitment. So whether you are longing for pet companionship but can't commit long term, or you are able to make room for one more on a short-term basis, we need you. Visit ARL-Iowa.org to learn more.
Washer Systems of Iowa, blasting grime and saving you time. At Washer Systems of Iowa, we have an experienced factory-trained service department and will work on any American-made pressure washer. Washer Systems of Iowa, featuring Mighty M industrial pressure washers. Mighty M, built in Iowa, number one in Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Washer Systems of Iowa. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online washersystems.com.
Hey, honey, going to the chicken coop to watch the game.
Whoa, football season is over. What game?
The basketball, soccer, hockey game, race.
Oh, big fan of those sports now, are we?
Yeah, always. You know me.
You're really just going for the wings and beer, aren't you?
Pretty much. Bye.
Yeah, buddy. The chicken coop knows what's up. The games are great, but the real MVPs are the flame-broiled wings and beer at your favorite sports bar. The Chicken Coop Sports Bar and Grill, West Des Moines and Urbandale.
Hi, welcome back. Continuing on here, first hour of the program. Trent and I have another hour after this. We are here until 2 o'clock, as we are each and every Monday through Friday. Thanks to David Kaplan, and thanks to HeartlandFlags.com for making Cappy possible each and every week. Let's talk some Hawkeye basketball. Wade Lookingbill, former Hawkeye, checks in to preview tonight's game against Minnesota. The Hawks locked in now to the opening round of the Big Ten tournament. Wade, Trent, and Ken, thanks for coming on. Wade Lookingbill, how are you?
Really good, guys. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate it, Wade. Look, to go back to the weekend, the Indiana game, boy, they had a chance. What stuck with me, Wade, and I think probably with a lot of people, was just how committed they seemed to be on the defensive end of the floor, in particular late in that basketball game as they, you know, they were making the comeback, took a lead, had an opportunity in that game, but really got after it defensively. That was good to see.
I think it was better. You know, it's just disappointing that they're always fighting from behind. You know, they go on an 8-0 spurt late in the game to cut the lead to 6. You know, not to take the lead by 6. And it's just frustrating that they keep digging themselves these holes. Now, you're right. I think when they switched to man-to-man, they were a lot better. They finally started guarding and identifying shooters, but it's just been this way all year. These last 2 months, it's just been this battle, uphill climb, and it just usually is too little, too late.
So I guess the positive is that they battled back here, but many of the same woes continue on. Wade, no disrespect, you weren't the most athletic guy out there on the court, but you could play some defense. There's guys on this team that maybe have deficiencies, but on the defensive end, how do you get a group to buy in it, and how much of a change is it making the transition on the defensive end of the floor? We talk so much offensively, but going from high school into college and just the way that you have to compete on that end.
Yeah, I think that's the one place where, as a freshman, you can really earn playing time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can. There's nothing that says that you can't dive on the floor for a loose ball or draw a charge or take a little bit of onus in playing some defense. Now, I think it's just that the program either hasn't emphasized that or doesn't emphasize it enough. And I like fan style. I like Coach McCaffrey's style to get up and down, score some points, but they just got to they can't give up 9 threes to Robert Johnson. Right. They know coming in that that's the one thing he really does is shoot threes, and you just can't let a guy like that get comfortable. You know, put somebody on him or shade him a little bit more so he doesn't get his feet set, you know, five straight times and knock down four threes. I think they're getting better. You know, I think that they've improved on the defensive end. I think they get these next two wins. You know, Minnesota's just a dumpster fire. It'll be tough for Pitino to keep his job. He and his dad might be playing golf this fall somewhere together. But, you know, they got a lot of issues. And then Northwestern at home, boy, I hope they can get that home win. They just they got to get something going to get something positive, not even for the Big Ten tournament, but just for next year.
Yeah, I'm with you because it looks as though there's precious few days left in this year. One of the positives, I think, is once it's all said and done with and we're looking back, Luka Garza, his month of February in particular, really starting to like what they've got there. I think that, you know, it's tough, and Wade, you could address this as a freshman, you know, going in and, you know, on a team that really lacks that vocal leader, that lacks that one guy that everybody turns to, that, you know, pulls the team together on the floor, whether, you know, after a whistle, just wants to talk to him on the floor away from the staff. I got to think it's tough for a freshman to do that because, quite frankly, he hasn't earned that respect in a lot of cases. But going forward, it certainly looks as though he's going to be that guy once he gets a little bit long in the tooth in his Iowa career.
Yeah, and I think you're right. I think this last month he's kind of become that guy just because no one else kind of either wants to take it or can take it. But he's a tough kid. You know, he's banging against those older big kids from Purdue and Ohio State. He's getting bloodied and beat up, and he is fighting. You know, he's had double-doubles against really solid big man type of competition, and he's a guy they can build around. He's going to be a four-year type of kid, and he's going to be tough and rebound and improve his game. And I think Jack Nungy showed glimpses. You know, he had 18, you know, last week and the week before, and then he's kind of struggled a little bit. That's what you're going to get from freshmen. They just got to find a way, and I don't know if it's going to be this summer or this spring or next fall. They got to find a way to guard people. They just can't give up, you know, 97 to Michigan State. You can give up, you know, 87 to them, but don't give up 97. It's just too many.
Wade, you had a pretty taxing season early in your career back in the 89-90 season after Ed Horton, Roy Marble, B.J. Armstrong, those guys graduated. It was a rebuilding year. Different expectations, I'm sure, than this Iowa team. But when you're going through a year like that, you guys were 4-14 in the Big Ten. Just how difficult is it, but towards the end of the season, just trying to get up for every game?
You know, it gets to be a grind. Now, with that season, we were ranked 18th in the country. We had a good team for about 2 months. We just lost kids to grades, and Matt Bullard was playing on one leg. So we had some success early, beat North Carolina at home. But what happened is, you know, we just lost kids and just didn't have any bodies. But looking back on that year, we still fought. You know, we beat top 10 teams at home, and we got blown out on the road, you know, a couple times, if not more than that. But I thought that we battled. Now, one thing I think Coach Davis did tell us after the season, because we were done, 4-14, you know, there was no NIT, there was no Big Ten tournament. So we were playing the string out, you know, since, you know, mid-February. At least with these kids, they think, hey, if we can get hot, somebody gets upset, we can win four or five games, but we had no chance. But Coach Davis said, hey, look, you know, you guys were awful this year, awful. And he said, we got guys coming in next year, and that would have been then Chris Street and Paul Lusk and James Winters. And he said, we got kids coming in next year that want to play. So he said, basically, get your butts in the gym and get better or else you won't play. And I hope Coach McCaffrey does something like that, because they just can't come back next year just back up this season with another season like this. It's just frustrating.
Wade Lookingbill is our guest. Wade, try and get in the mind of a guy like Dom Ewell. Take us back, your final week of your senior season, and you just mentioned no conference tournament at the time. A couple of things. Do you think you missed out on something? Would you have liked that conference tournaments to be in place at the end of your career? I'm assuming the answer would be yes. More basketball, right? More opportunities to put on that uniform. But what's going through Dom Ewell's mind, do you think, knowing that you know, that it's starting to set in. He's got maybe as few as three games left in his college basketball career.
Yeah, he's had a tough run. You know, after his sophomore year, people thought he was going to, you know, step into kind of that Jared Utoff type of player, or at least be more of a contributor. So kids like that, it's tough because he's just not playing much. Now, when I was a senior, we were still fighting, and we were going to, I think we ended up being a fourth seed in the tournament. So we were just trying to get better and improve our seeding. And yeah, I would have loved to play in the Big Ten tournament. I think when I was in school, the Big 12 had a tournament, and maybe the Big 8 at the time, and maybe the Pac-10. And I can remember watching those tournaments on TV and just thinking how much fun that would be. But as far as the seniors, you know, I think Dom thinks he can play somewhere next year. You know, I think he's a German citizen.
He is, yep.
So he can go over there and be an actual citizen and play in Europe. He's had a pretty good career, you know, and just for whatever reason, he didn't get the chance this senior season to play much, but he's had a nice career, and I hope he gets to play, you know, next Wednesday at home, or I guess this weekend, or this weekend.
Yep.
And he's strong, because I think every senior deserves that.
How good was Ray Thompson? I'm going back in the Wayback Machine, and I'm thinking about...
Ray Thompson, huh?
I'm thinking about that year. I was talking earlier with a Hawkeye fan, and they brought up that season, and we were just talking about disappointing years. And as I mentioned a little bit earlier, it was a senior year for BJ and Ed and Roy and that group, and you were a freshman on the team, but... Ray Thompson, ineligible. Hunter S. Rawlings, still a dirty word for many Hawkeye fans.
Yeah.
How good was he?
Ray was really good. You know, he was McDonald's All-American coming out of high school, coming out of Argo, Chicago Public Schools. And Ray had 17 at North Carolina as a freshman. And Ray was really good. And he was a really good kid, just a nice kid. Ray did not want to go to class. You know, that was the, he was a smart kid. He just would not get up and go to class. And he had 26 in the second half against Iowa State. Now, he was suspended the first half because he was caught drinking downtown as a sophomore. And then just Ray was really good. He would have been a pro.
It just didn't like to go to class.
Yeah,
that's a problem.
Yeah, it is.
Last thing for you, Big Ten is, you know, we talked about it briefly in our conversation, the Big Ten tournament next week. Is Michigan State, in your mind, far and away the best team in this conference? Purdue seemed to be showing some warts late in the year. Ohio State gets picked off. I'm really liking Penn State and their athleticism and the way their arrow is pointing. Nebraska on any given night. They can jump up and win some games. Michigan's Michigan. Michigan State, far and away, in your mind, Wade, the best team in the conference?
I think they are now. You know, two weeks ago, I thought it was Purdue, but then they lost a close one at home and got beat on the road. You know, I think as you get towards March, if you want to pick your brackets, Izzo, and then pick teams that have future NBA players.
Yep.
And if you look at Michigan State, they got two, if not three, probably first rounders. And if you look at Purdue, they got maybe a second rounder with Vincent Edwards. Maybe Isaac Hoss gets drafted late second round. But Michigan State has the most talent. But I still think Purdue's hungry. You know, I think Matt Painter's getting to a point in his career where he's getting a little bit of heat from Purdue. Now, he's had a great run, but I don't know if Matthew made an Elite Eight. I just think they have something. They got seniors, and they can shoot it. They don't rebound very well, but I just think Purdue has something to make a run come March. But Michigan State has by far the most talent.
We will do this, if you don't mind. Once once it's all said and done, the selection Sunday is over with, we'll get you to help us fill out our brackets. You good for that?
I would love to. Call anytime. I will get you a solid 7th place finish out of your 10 people in your bracket, for sure.
Look forward to
Guaranteed.
It. Thank you, Wade. Appreciate what you've done for us. We'll talk to you in the weeks to come. Thanks, Wade Looking Bill.
Thanks, Ken. Thanks, Trent. See you guys.
Good to talk to you. See you, Wade. Wade Looking Bill joining us as we wrap up the first hour of the program, and why not, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Not
always.
Like you and I can't use some help, although you're on a bit of a run.
Until last night.
Oh.
Came crashing down again.
You were 4-8.
And
you came in here... We didn't work on Monday. Your chest was puffed out on Tuesday.
Yes, Saturday.
Best weekend you've had all year. They have a way of catching up with you, don't they?
Always, always. This has not been my season. Though I did go against my Rhode Island Rams last night.
Did you?
They got the victory, but it took overtime to beat LaSalle. Lionel Simmons was not walking through that door for the Explorers. But, yeah, that was one of the few last night. Speaking of bets, 85% of the bets right now are on Iowa offshore. 85% of people want to believe in this team.
Minnesota's really bad. They've lost 9 straight. Iowa's lost 5 straight. Something has to give.
Something has to give. Speaking of this, all right, better path for Iowa. I did the old generator here.
Into the Big Ten tournament?
The Big
you're
Ten
saying?
Tournament.
Okay, lay it on me.
So would you rather come out of the 12-13 game?
Knowing that you're going to play who?
Penn State more than likely would be the 5.
You know how I feel about Penn State, Trent.
And Nebraska then the 4. Or you come out of the 11-14 game, Michigan the 6 seed, Purdue the 3.
I think you want to come out of the first scenario.
You do. You do.
But I'm going to bet Penn State to win the Big Ten tournament.
What? What?
I'm in Vegas next week and we'll bet Penn State. I can't bet Michigan State.
Right. Yeah.
You can't take a short price. No,
plus 130 or something.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
What's the fun in that?
I want to get a long shot. And Penn State's going to, I would think, be, what, 15 to 1?
Probably
14,
in that, yeah, right 12? In that range.
We'll find out on Friday when Jason Symbol comes on. But I like this. You know, I was all over Nebraska, right?
Yes,
I'm
yes.
a James Palmer guy. Still am. But they've got some, they can't rebound the ball. I watched them play Illinois. The ball fell in their hands time after time after time, and they couldn't grasp it. You know, they had so many chances in that game. My Huskers let me down, Trent.
So only 4 teams are going to make it from the Big Ten?
Yes.
Only 4.
The Purdue-Nebraska game this weekend's really big. You know, it's the Big Ten. No, I'm going to say 5.
5. So
I'm going to say yes.
Either Penn State
or
Nebraska.
One of those two teams will get in.
Let's see. Nebraska has left. Where are they at?
Well, they have Penn State on the weekend.
There it is, yeah. At home.
Right.
For Penn State.
Yeah.
And Penn State has Michigan. And then at Nebraska.
Nuts. Penn State's got a tough finish. If they can beat Michigan, that'd be a nice win for them.
They get both of those wins, they'd be 11-7. A couple of quadrant one wins.
Yeah. Penn State, this is a big week for them.
Yes.
Beat Michigan, beat Nebraska. I think they're in the tournament.
Goes the other way. Let's say Nebraska and Michigan wins both those two games. Let's see what the generator spits out.
I hope the generator spits it out quickly because I'm starving. We got to get the break here.
Then Michigan is the 5 seed. Nebraska's still the 4. And then the path for Iowa is different. They're not winning a game, are they?
No.
No.
Well, yeah, I don't know.
Let's see tonight.
Well, they should win tonight. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back to 1 o'clock hour coming up next. Trent Connor and myself, Ken Miller Show, 1700 KBGG.
Now, listen to 1700 KBGG on Alexa. Say, Alexa, enable the 1700 KBGG skill. Then to play us, say, Alexa, play 1700 KBGG. Simple enough.
If you're a small business owner, you know how important it is to keep good records. We can help. Hi, this is Mike Hammond, owner of Advantage Financial and Tax Services located in West Des Moines. Bookkeeping, payroll, sales tax reporting, as well as income taxes. Everything you need to be successful in running your business. We are not a chain and offer local and personalized service. You do what you do best and let us do the rest. Visit AdvantageIowa.com or call 440-1133. Advantage Financial and Tax Services, located in West Des Moines.
When you hear Washer Systems of Iowa, you think about pressure washers. The Washer Systems of Iowa does so much more. Industrial floor care equipment, waste oil heaters, water heaters, accessories and parts, washers, used equipment, along with repair, preventative maintenance, and operator training. Selling and servicing commercial cleanup equipment for 29 years, Washer Systems of Iowa. And the presenting sponsor for you and I, head coach Ben Jacobson, each Monday on 1700. Visit their showroom at 6050 Northeast 14th Street in Des Moines or online washersystems.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
If you're looking for ways your company can give back to the community, get involved with the ARL. Offer employees a day of wearing jeans with the Denim for Dogs program, or place an ARL donation bank at your counter, or sponsor a dog cutout and encourage visitors to take selfies with the dog. Visit the Get Involved section at ARLiowa.org to learn about more ways your company can support the animals at the Animal Rescue League.
As a small business owner, you're always on the go. So how can you make sure you never miss a customer's call? Grasshopper. That's right. With Grasshopper, you get all of the features of a business phone system that's affordable and incredibly easy to use directly on your cell phone. You get a toll-free or vanity phone number that's memorable and professional. Customers are forwarded to your phone and connected to your team. And you can work from anywhere using Wi-Fi calling or our desktop app. And with our mobile app, your outgoing calls and texts show up as your professional phone number. Voicemails are transcribed and sent to your email, so you can determine their importance at a glance. So whether you're on the go or working from home and need to keep business calls separate, or you simply want a professional tone, Grasshopper makes it happen. Set up your account in just minutes. There are no long-term contracts, and support is 24/7. Get your calls, stay connected, thrive. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. grasshopper.com/radio.
I light the night for my dad.
I light the night for my daughter.
I light the night to end blood cancer.
The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Light the Night brings together survivors and supporters to bring light to the darkness of cancer and to help fund life-saving research. About every 3 minutes in America, someone is diagnosed with a blood cancer. Advances made in blood cancer research are leading to treatments for many cancers and other serious diseases. Help light the path to cures. Join Light the Night today.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Hey, it's Bill Ryder. Nice to be talking to the home crowd again in Central Iowa, where I was raised, where I got married. The show is Ryder Than You, 5 to 9 p.m. weekdays on Detroit.
Your home for news, talk, and sports is 1700 KBGG.